1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by the Rosen Automotive Group. Save a fistful of dollars. Save time and shop online at rosenautomotive.com.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen!
We had an old woman who didn't know how to work a remote control who lived next door to us in Florida. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Boyer.
So yeah. You went over and helped her all the time?
Brian helped her once. Mrs. Boyer had received as a gift from her son a brand new TV for her apartment, which is we had a shared wall. We had a common wall. It was like two ranch homes that faced each other, but each ranch home held three separate units, and we were in the middle unit. Mrs. Boyer would have been to our left as we faced our window. And Mrs. Boyer didn't sleep well, so she would stay up late or all night and watch TV.
And you could hear this TV? Was it like paper thin walls?
You could hear her TV three blocks away, Carrie.
Could she hear you?
It was
on the particular night in question, it was on so loud that you couldn't hear yourself talk.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is after
Then she could hear you have sex. Or no, her TV was always loud.
Brian and I? We never did that.
There's no record of it anyway.
Moving on.
One day, Brian tells me, if her TV is up that loud tonight, I'm going over there and I'm screaming at her. So it got to be later that evening, and sure enough, her TV is blaring away.
You couldn't even hear your TV?
You could hear it as well as you could hear the TV in our particular apartment.
Domicile.
And I'm going to bed. I guess somebody's going to go over and tell Mrs. Boyer to turn that TV down tonight. Huh? He's going, oh, he's grouse. I said, oh, big tough guy all day. I'm going to tell her. He blows out the front door. Just hits the front door. You can hear him banging on her front door. Just bam, bam, bam.
Wow.
And you hear Mrs. Boyer kind of shuffling the front door because she always called everybody sweetie. And I hear this, what is it, sweetie? And hear the door open. And I'm in our apartment. I don't see this. I just hear it.
Right.
And I hear Brian yell at Mrs. Mrs. Boyer.
Well, she
was.
Could you please turn your TV down?
Mrs. Boyer.
Could you yell at her?
Please turn your TV down. She goes, I don't know how to work the buttons.
I don't know how to turn it down, sweetie.
And he goes in. And you hear the volume go way down. You can't hear the TV anymore. She goes, you can hear her say, how'd you do that? And he goes, the down button means down. The up button means up, Mrs. Boyer. Good night. Boom. You hear the door slam.
So she was sitting in there with the TV just blasting?
Yeah, because
she didn't know how to turn it down.
No, she knew how to turn it on.
But she wanted a TV bad enough that she would deal with the noise.
An arrow that pointed up and an arrow that pointed down.
That said V-O-L, vol. Yeah, she couldn't figure that out. There's a million Mrs. Boyer stories.
None of them are good.
No. Brian saw her putting her bra on one day.
Wow!
Why did she call to me?
She's
sweetie.
She calls Brian over to her apartment because her apartment faced our little parking lot, and Brian was out there. And she says, "Hey, sweetie, come here," or something like
Why
that.
Why did she call me?
I don't
she
know.
Wanted but something. You, but and you I, walked. As over, I looked over. I saw she was putting on her undergarments, and it was I didn't need
picking
that.
One up off the floor, putting it in.
She stunk.
She did?
Yeah.
Like what?
Old
she had
people.
like an oil on her that got on everything. It was like some kind of, like in the wild, it would be some kind of thing that, you know,
animals
would
offer.
Secrete to keep predators from eating them.
Yeah.
Like when an opossum secretes when it's faking death.
Some kind of toad oil. Yeah. It was just, you know, some.
What did you say the day awful. You came in and you said, Mrs. Boyer keeled over or something like that? And I thought you meant she died. I said, she's dead?
I needed your help, didn't I?
Yeah, she fell down.
Hey,
we had to get her up.
Mrs. Boyer
keeled over. She had fallen down.
You thought she had died.
And he couldn't get her up by himself.
Where?
She was a larger woman.
On
the sidewalk, wasn't it? Because you walked over her once. You thought she was...
You walked over her?
No. He
stepped over.
I stopped and turned around.
He thought she was sunning herself. She had fallen.
Can I tell this one?
Sure. Let me help, though.
Her apartment door You had to walk by it to get to our apartment door. Yeah. And there's a little sidewalk there.
Yeah.
She's like sort of like sitting on her stoop.
Yeah.
And I kind of walked along, and her legs were like sticking out there in the sidewalk, and I just stepped over them. Walked a couple.
You didn't say good afternoon,
past.
Mrs. Boyer. No, you didn't say anything.
And I just sort of stopped and said something like, "Are you all right, Mrs. Boyer?" Yeah. Or something like that. Just, I fell down.
So when I say he walked over once, it's a little bit of an exaggeration.
It's not like I stepped over her neck or anything.
Yeah. So then he comes to get me. He goes, "Hey, come here and help me. Mrs. Boyer just keeled over." And I literally, my eyes probably popped out of my head. She's dead? Mrs. Boyer's dead? He goes, no.
What are you going to do with her, Brian? Did he ask you for a rug?
Roll her up.
Yeah, she was the worst
neighbor. We went and helped her up, and just while we were, lifting her, you could just feel all these adhesions breaking loose in her arm.
She,
what do you mean by that?
Like, when you grab someone by the arm.
An old person.
And you grab a young, healthy person by the arm, you feel a solid arm there.
Yeah.
No, this felt like,
that is really gross.
Tissue-y
being pulled apart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good description. I was very nervous about helping her up, like maybe I'd pull her arm off.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's a Mrs. Boyer story.
That's what it felt like. Well, then later that day, that's one story. Later that day, after Brian is gone and I'm home, I hear another. You could hear her shuffle over. When she came over, you hear that.
She couldn't pick up her feet
walk. On the sidewalk, as she came to our apartment, you hear,
like Jason.
And then you hear the, on the door. And this was after she had fallen down. She came over to show me that she had skinned her knees.
Oh, she came to tell you.
Well, she came to show me and tell me. And she's standing in the doorway. I opened the door. She's standing in the doorway because I knew better than to invite her in.
Yeah.
Because she'd never go home.
She'd leave
I made
the
that
toad oil
once,
on the
right.
couch.
Right.
Brian wouldn't like it.
So she's standing there, this old woman, very old woman. She's a heavy woman. She always wore those like Aunt Bee dresses.
Those caftans?
I don't know what they're called. But she dressed like Aunt Bee. That's the only way I can think to describe it.
Yeah.
Okay. House coats.
And she says, "Look, sweetie, I skinned up my knees." And I don't need to see this, but as I look down, she's pulling her dress up.
Oh, man.
I can see the methylate has run down. The methylate has dripped all the way down to her shoes, where she's put it on her knees. It's run down the front of her legs. But she pulls her dress up so high that she's standing there showing me her underwear. This is the day in the life of Bob and Brian when they live next door to Mrs. Boyer. I'm telling you, two or three things like this happen every day.
Ew.
Look, sweetie.
She had a big tricycle she rode like to the store.
Don't even start on that one. Because she fell over in that, too.
Yeah.
She did?
We had to pick her up out of the street.
We heard and clang. We went and got her and put her back on her tricycle.